Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up? This is a stupid party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning, good morning. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. It's always something going on here in our world today. What Marvin Gaye was saying is what's going on. He was talking about right now in 2023. What a profound, prolific album that he made with songs like Mercy, Mercy Me and Don't Go and Talk About My Father, Talk About My Father, because God is my friend, Jesus is my friend. He loves us whether or not we know it yet. And he will forgive all our sins, yes he will, and all the ask of us are known. is we give each other love. Oh, yeah. Love your father, he born you. Love your mother. Love your sister. Love your brother, your brother. Don't go and talk about my father. Talk about my father, because God is my friend. Jesus is my friend. And when we call on him for mercy, Father, yeah, he will forgive all our sins. Yes, he will. And all the rest of us I know is we give each other love. All right, all right. What a way to start the show off with some Marvin Gaye. God is my friend. Yes, God is your friend. He's my friend. He's our friend. And I want to thank God for each and everything that he has blessed us with. What a wonderful, beautiful Monday morning. It's July the 10th. July the 10th. I want to send a shout out to all the July birthdays for the month of July, including my own, which is July 23rd. Yes, all the July birthdays. Happy birthday to everybody in July. Happy birthday to you. Yes, and so we have some very interesting topics for today. We always have interesting topics. We always have topics that have to do with your civil rights, has to do with your constitutional rights, has to do with your human rights. It has to do with your amendment rights. We are the people. We, the people of the United States of America, have rights. And if we don't exercise our rights, if we don't stand up for our rights, then we'll just get bamboozled, like we did when they first did the Emancipation Proclamation of the Freedom of Slaves. They're still talking about that to this day because so many people ended up being sharecroppers, and so many people didn't know that they could leave the plantation. So many people could not read. So many people had nowhere to go. But the ones who did find a way out, made their way to Los Angeles, California, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and found out that there was another way to survive, another way to make a living, another way to become self-sufficient, another way to take care of themselves and their families. Sometimes they had to leave their wives and go out on a journey to find work in another state so that they can have a better way of living, a better way to buy homes, open up businesses, and have their own. And there's nothing in the world like having your own house, your own property, your own car. It's nothing like having your own. And when you have your own, yes, when you have your own, then you don't have to ask anybody for anything. You can talk to God about everything, and I promise you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. These are the opening words today on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, coming to you live and in living color. Now listen carefully. What a weekend. What a weekend. It's going to be hot. Hot, hot this week coming up. We're talking about in Los Angeles and the surrounding areas of California, including San Diego, it's going to be in the 90s all week long, going into the hundreds. And they're having heat waves in Texas, in Arkansas, in Mississippi. It is hot, hot, hot. And in, I can't believe it. Now, over there in Mississippi and Texas, it's really, really hot. And over in New York, it's flooding. It's flooding over there. Yes, it's been pouring down rain. There's been hurricanes and tornadoes and all kinds of stuff going on with the weather. The weather is just tremendously out of control and unbelievable. And I just don't understand. I know that God controls everything, but if you leave it up to man, he will try and control the weather. They're trying to control everything about the earth. Some scientists and some men are trying to play the role of God. Some people who have a lot of money are trying to play the role of God. But there is only one God, Abba, Father, up in heaven. Down here on earth, there are no gods, okay? There are no gods. I don't care what you say. I don't care. The bishop over the Roman Catholic Church is not a god. Okay? He's a man. I don't care who it is. They're just a man. Okay? Steve Jobs, who owned Apple, was just a man. Some people think they're going to live forever. I'm here to let you know you will not. Not in this life. Everybody has a time. Unfortunately, you don't know when, you don't know where, and you don't know how. You can miss every appointment you want to. You can miss your hair appointment, your doctor's appointment, your automobile appointment to get your oil changed, your dental appointment, but you will not miss your appointment with God. You will not miss your appointment with God. So make sure you're on the right track, because the world is going far, far, far out of control. And there's a lot of people not teaching their kids when we were growing up, you had to go to church. When we were growing up, you had to serve God. But now there's so many people since COVID are teaching their kids, you don't have to go to church. You don't have to believe in God. No, you better keep telling your kids, this is the reason why they're dying so young. This is the reason why they're dying so young. And that brings me to the topic. Do you remember the people that were shot, the 30 young kids that were shot in Baltimore, Maryland, just last week? 30 people shot, 2 died, both at the age of 18 years old, and come to find out that one of the shooters was a, let me go there right now. This is so important. They caught one of the shooters. They caught one of the shooters. Now they're saying there were several shooters, and they're completely under investigation by the FBI is involved, and the other entities of government are involved. And, of course, the Baltimore, Maryland Police Department is involved, and they have a lot of people out there doing research and investigating this case. This is a priority. How many shootings like this have taken place just in 2023 alone? Well, anyway, this kid is a minor. They can't even say his name. They can't even show his picture because he's a minor. But this is what our minors are doing because they don't have God in their life. This is the example that I was just giving you. If you don't have God in your children's life, in your kids' life, your kids are being set up for failure. Now, this 17-year-old is going to go to prison as a teenager, and then when he's 18, he'll be put in the big house. And, boy, is he going to be in for an awakening surprise when he hits the real big prison. And he's never getting out. He premeditated a conspiracy to commit murder, to shoot in a crowd of innocent kids. Most of the people that were shot were under the age of 23 years old. Yes, these are kids having a block party for the celebration of the weekend. There should have not been a shooting. But it was. Baltimore police arrested a 17-year-old male on weapons charges on Friday in connection with a mass shooting at a neighborhood block party in Maryland City. But they did not change the suspect. They did not charge the suspect with murder and said their investigation was ongoing. The teenage suspect, whom Baltimore Police Department did not name, is being charged with possession of a firearm by a minor, assault weapon possessions, reckless endangerment, and carrying a handgun in a vehicle. So he's going to be the segue into finding the rest of the shooters. That's why they haven't charged him with murder yet, because right now they're investigating and they're evaluating this young man, and they can't even show his picture, and they can't even tell you because he's 17, he's a minor. But if you're a minor and you're doing adult things, then you don't do the crime unless you can do the time. You're going to do the time because you did the crime. And that's as simple as that. Wow. With that being said, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to call into the show, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064, and you will be on the line. Press 1, and you can come into the queue, and you can talk, and you can share about anything that you want to. Also, too, We're gonna in just a moment. First of all, let's get our co-producers in the show. But if you want to listen to the show online, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and you will hear the show nice and loud and clear at blogtalkradio.com, and then you go on a search. Yeah. Go on a search, and you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. Now, if you want to look at the show on Facebook like everybody else, you just go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and you will see me live right here talking it out just like we're doing on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And let me give you our first topic, and we're going to revisit what we're talking about. Good morning, Chandra Daniels. Welcome to the show. I am so happy to see you there. Our first topic is going to be unbelievable. Okay, now you know they've been killing a bunch of cows. They've been killing cows and pigs, and, you know, they're like, we don't need cows anymore. We don't need them. We don't need pigs anymore. We don't need chickens anymore. That's right. First, they were feeding these chickens all the stuff, to, you know, to keep infection out of them, feeding chickens stuff that we don't even eat, but we eat the chicken, and then the poison gets inside of us, and then we... Amen. God bless you, Sister Daniels. I'm so happy to see you on with us. Yeah, they're getting rid of cows, pigs, lambs, all of those, all of the above. Yes, that's right. Because they're saying that the animals, too, are breathing carbon monoxide, and they don't need the animals. And guess what? They're saying that they want to depopulate the world with us because they said we're breathing too much carbon monoxide. So I guess next thing you know, they'll be getting rid of us too. He already said he wanted to depopulate the world, and they've been doing it. COVID-19, the pestilence, got rid of millions and millions of people around the world. Millions, if not billions, around the world died from COVID. COVID didn't just hit the United States. It hit the whole wide world. And they said that there's something coming. Now, look, when we talk on the show, these are not scare tactics. This has nothing to do with trying to scare you. This has nothing to do with intimidating you. This is to make you knowledgeable. I heard that, Sister Daniel. Sister Daniel said, this is why I don't eat meat. They put too much ingredients in this stuff, and you really don't know what you're eating. That's why our topic for today, our number one topic is, what is 3D meat, and is it taking the place of regular meat, beef, pork, chicken, and fish? That's right. So we're going to go. What's up, Glenn? Brother Glenn. Welcome, Brother Glenn. Right on, Brother Glenn, Yost, and to all the Gardenites. I'm looking forward to us all getting together in the gardens and having a good time in one of the parks. All the Gardenites getting together and high-fiving and having a little food and sharing some updates on how things are going. All right, God bless you, Brother Glenn Yost. I hope you stay on for a while. This is going to get very interesting really fast. And I don't know, what's up, Brother Maurice Ballantyne, a.k.a. Bully the Bull? What's up, Bully the Bull, all the way out there in the state of Tennessee? What's going on? Man, we got to talk, man. We have to talk. Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's get our co-producer in the show, none other than Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. I'm doing just fine. You know, this week, as we usual, at the Best Blog Talk Radio program, which starts up on our week of being very inquisitive, thinking about deep topics, but also reminding us how the grace of God is always present to help us to with our journey. So with that, good morning. Good morning to the co-hosts, co-producers, and to our listeners. Good morning.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Okay, without further ado, let's get our next co-host in, which will be, I believe this is Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera. Is that you there at 323-615?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Eddie. I am good.
Co-host. Oh, Vera, so good. I'm so happy to have you on this morning, Vera. Vera is known as AKA Dr. Granny V, our health and wellness professional. And also, too, Vera, say hello to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, say hello to Vera.
Good morning, Dr. Granny V, you fellow Gemini, you.
Good morning, Professor Reams.
It's such an honor to have you both on. I'm so happy. We have a lot to talk about this morning. And without further ado, let's get in our other co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Brother Clarence.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Professor Rain. Good morning, Granny V. Vera Jones. But I especially want to say good morning to all our wonderful followers, our listeners, those who are dedicated to this show, those who are new to this show, that's coming on to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show. Pastor Eddie Justice Man Jones, Jr., Blog Talk Radio Show. Pastor Eddie, man, you introduced us with a great introduction, leading us into this 3D meet, man. This is going to be a phenomenal topic. And even our second topic, when you get into that, is going to be phenomenal. But I just want to say thank you very much for allowing me to come to this great show once again. Thank you.
All right, everybody say good morning to Clarence M. Allen.
Good morning,
the regular.
Yeah, good morning.
And let's get in our studio, Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Talana?
Good morning, Dad. Blessed and favored. Good morning to Dr. Granny B, a.k.a. my butterfly. Good morning to Professor Reams, and good morning to Clarence, our regulator. Shout out to Cousin V and to Dr. Aretha Adams Jones and to all of our to Stephanie, Annette Bingley, and anyone who I'm leaving out. Welcome, Facebook, and everybody who is listening. Happy Monday, everybody. God bless.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Delana.
Happy birthday to
your
mom.
Oh, happy. Yes.
Happy birthday. Caller in the 503-747 area code, are you there? Call in the 503-747 area code. good morning, Miss Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning,
good
Linda.
Good morning, call it is, Linda.
Linda Goldie,
good morning.
Well, with that being said, I just want to get a quick rebuttal from everyone about the shooting that happened. We talked about 30 young people were shot, most under the age of 25 years old. Two died. Several were in critical condition in the hospital. They caught one of the shooters, and he's only 17 years old. What is a 17-year-old doing with a deadly semi-automatic weapon shooting into a crowd of innocent kids at a block party for the 4th of July weekend? This is ridiculously redundant. I just want to get your take on how young these shooters are getting. They're getting younger every day. These kids are not in church. They're not praising God. They don't have God in their life at all. I want to ask you, and I'm going to start with Professor Reams. Professor Reams, look at this 17-year-old. Where's his parents at? He's out carrying a gun in a vehicle. He shoots into a crowd of innocent people. People are murdered. He's never going to see the light from prison ever again. I'd like to get your take on that, Professor Reams. Go right ahead.
Well, Pastor Jones, it is unfortunate, but it shows that a lot of the things that would be raised under a Christian, and also if the parents, because we have no idea what the situation was in the home. But if we were talking about how our homes were, we were always there for our kids. We gave them foundations and standards by having them in church and also showing them how precious life is. And obviously this was missing for this young person, where they felt that they had to pull out a gun and do this horrendous thing. Now we know, as you so well said, it's more than just one person. It was a group. So now they've gotten into not only a crime, but also a conspiracy to commit a crime, because this takes a lot of coordination. So it almost seems like more than one person that were thinking in the same way, that wanted the same end to happen, to disrupt this party and hurt people. So we have got a lot of work to do to reclaim our young people. You know, this person here, we're talking about the street university. So that's what's going to happen now. Prison University U is going to be taking with them. But this is a warning to you that if there are things going on with your family members, it's time to take them to the side and have that conversation, because you will save their life and their decision-making so that they can move on and be productive citizens for this place, along with being a good gift to God to use in his journey. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen. Praise God. With that being said, what a great answer that was. What a great, how great was that information? That was wonderful information. I just want to stop right now and just say, I can't believe that a 17-year-old is responsible for shooting all these 30 people. A 17-year-old has something to do with shooting 30 people. This is ridiculous. With that being said, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. I mean, I thought it would have been like somebody like in their 30s or something like that. No, a 17-year-old has been arrested. They found the weapon that he used, and they matched the weapon to him. His fingerprints are on the gun. He's going to prison. He's never getting out. First, he's going to juvenile, and from juvenile, he's going to the big house in the penitentiary. Talana, take the floor. What do you got to say about that?
I just have to say that the world has been corrupt for a very long time, Dad. And, how do we not know that the other suspects that were involved in this process weren't older? There's been a lot of peer pressure and provoking when it comes to our younger youth. They don't have any structure because there's no man or possibly their father or some like male influence in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the program has been take the father out of the home, put the father in jail or in a system somewhere to where they can't get to their kids. Then they took away discipline, and after taking away discipline, now there's no moral value.
Wow. Thank you, Talana. That was an eye-opener. Sister Felita Wilts, First Lady Felita Wilts. Thank you, Talana. That was, you deserve a hand on that, Talana. First Lady Felita Wilts, welcome. Newell, Sister, Pastor Newell, welcome. Please don't go. Y'all, this is getting interesting. What we're talking about right now is the 30 young people under the age of 25 that were shot in Baltimore, Maryland. This is not our topic. This is just a news update on the news. The update is that Sister Felita Will said hello to everybody on Facebook Live. She said hello to everyone on the show. This is an update that they did catch one of the shooters. Unfortunately, the shooter is 17 years old. And there's several other shooters, but right now they're questioning this shooter to get him to tell who the other shooters are. And, you know, they say snitches get stitches. But in this situation, they will pry this out of this young man because they're going to happy Monday to you, too. They're going to get this information out. So with that being said, let's go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. What do you feel about the 17-year-old being caught and it being a 17-year-old who should have been at church, who should have been praising God? Where's his parents? Go right here, Clarence. Take the floor.
First, I'm going to say there's a book that's written about these events, how we got up to these mindsets and these lifestyles. You know, Pastor Eddie, we as descendants of American slaves, mostly all of us, the only education that we may have comes from our captors. They have taken all the knowledge out of Africa. putting most of it in these universities, what they can understand and apply.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go pay
right.
for it, which is nothing wrong with that, getting this knowledge. And have
right.
infested many of us with all of their ill will. How do they do that? They did that by taking the mind. It's one of the curses in the Lynch letter. We went over this. And
yeah.
so now that some of our youth have bought into this lifestyle of drugs, violence, hatred, criminal enterprises, and all the other ill wills that came from their nature, we are filled with this. We have abandoned the value of reading, some of us. Some of us have abandoned the value of getting an education and knowledge, becoming a profession, getting a skilled trade.
Yes.
And in these
yes.
streets, these lifestyles, they some of them think it is the thing to do. By doing
mm-hmm.
this, I am somebody. I done done something huge. And now, because of the fratricide, and that means taking the life of your own brother and sisters out here. This is another atrocity of the many atrocities that we commit on ourselves. I remember when I was a kid, Pastor Eddie, and I looked up
yes.
to the big brothers, man, Black Power, Soul Brothers. They all stood together. If they had to fight, it was with their hands if they came with a misunderstanding. Very seldom a brother would
mm-hmm.
go out and take another brother's life. And now that these youngsters out here of all ages are picking up these weapons, thinking they need one to go out and kill a person of their own ancestry, it just shows the power and the evolution of how this has grown, of another brother wanting to go out and take the life of his own brother and even his own sister. It is a shame.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Thank you very much, Brother Clarence M. Allen. That was well said. Those are very important words. I'm going to go to Linda Goldie, but before I go to Linda Goldie to ask her, this is my candle right here. This is my red, black, and green candle, and I'm going to light it because for all the people who have died in mass shootings, including the one in Baltimore, Maryland, where 30 people were shot, all under the age of 25 years old, and now they caught one of the shooters, and he's only 17 years old, and it just goes to show you what our world is going through. So I'm going to light this candle here, and I'm going to let it burn throughout the show, and in solidarity of the ones who lost their lives, to the parents who are losing a child to the system, I light this candle. The red is for the blood that was spilled for us. The black are for the people who were stolen. And the green is for the land that was stolen. And so I lit this candle in solidarity of all the mass shootings that have taken place across the United States of America. Good morning, Sister Marcella. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on this morning. God bless you, Marcella, and all the family. Please tell everybody I said hello. Blessings and more blessings to you. I'm so glad that you're listening and watching the show right now on Facebook Live. Okay, so we're talking about the 30 people that were shot in Baltimore, Maryland, at a picnic. Actually, it was a block party, and one of the shooters was caught. He's 17 years old, so we were just getting everybody's opinion. So I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, how do you feel? What's your opinion on them? I mean, a 17-year-old, he's still a kid. Now he's going to do life in prison for unnecessary mass shooting. How do you feel about that, Linda Goldie? How do you feel? Go right ahead, all the way from Oregon.
I just feel sick, and I think about, I know this, you know, it's not just black people that are having this experience. I remember when I was a teenager and my brother was schizophrenic, and they let him out of the hospital after a year in the state mental hospital. And we came from an abusive background to a more abusive background. My mother left my father who was physically abusive to her, to marry a stepfather who was an alcoholic and only drank on the weekends. And so, but the thing about it is that I remember one time, you know, because I always thought my mother favored my brother and, you know, he could do no wrong and I couldn't do any right. And one time he wanted me to have sex with him, and I got him down on the floor, and I was sitting on his chest, choking him. And I had to think about whether I wanted to kill him or not, and I just decided that it wouldn't accomplish anything, because then I'd go to jail. You know, so that's the only reason I let him go. But, you know, I wasn't a Christian at the time. And I had been to the Catholic Church, you know, but that, you know, it was far removed from
anything that was currently happening. Linda,
yes.
Thank you so much, but I need to share a disclaimer on the show real quick. The views that you are hearing from our guests on the show are not all the views of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and or the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. This disclaimer goes out to let you know that you might hear something like what you just heard from Sister Linda Goldie about sex or rape or any of that. This is a view of one of our speakers on the show. And so as a disclaimer, the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, we do not control what other people say, but we do not condone anything that is outside of the natural, normal things that you would hear. So I apologize if anyone was offended by anything that you just heard as far as somebody being raped or sexually molested. We do not condone that at all on our show, and I'm just saying that right now for all the listeners. Hey, Brother James Hudson. So Linda Goldie, thank you for sharing that, but my question was is how do you feel about a 17-year-old shooting in a crowd of 30 people at a Baltimore, Maryland block party was my question. So could you please just reiterate your answer one more time just on that particular question, Linda?
Yeah, I think it's a sign of the times, and I think a lot of it is basically produced by the entertainment industry and all this technology that where, you know, every evil thing is readily available to the youngest child. You know, sometimes the TV is a babysitter, and you know, it's just it's the way the world is right now. You know, it's getting worse all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, with that being said, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We talked about the 30-year-old just now, the 30 people that were shot by the 17-year-old, and they're still looking for the other shooters. Let's switch to our first topic. Our first topic is now they're killing thousands and thousands of cows, thousands and thousands of pigs, thousands and thousands of chickens. And you remember when you couldn't get no eggs? That's because they were killing chickens. The reason why they're killing chickens, and you need to pay attention, do you know they put arsenic in the chickens' food to kill any kind of, you know, like, you know, chickens eat a lot of anything. But if the arsenic is in the chicken, then when you eat the chicken, the arsenic is going to get in you, which is going to cause some form of cancer. I personally do not eat meat anymore. And let me go to my sister Vera right now. I got so worked up on what I just heard. Please forgive me. Vera Jones, please take the floor, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Give us your opinion on the 17-year-old shooting into a crowd of 30 people all under the age of 25 years old. Go right ahead, Vera, take the floor. I apologize.
Well, I feel saddened to hear that, because no one ever wants to a loved one or for them to be in. But it is as if they're playing on their laptop, their computer, or their computer, and they'll shoot them up. And they want to see how many people that they could kill in a crowd, or they do it actually for fun and laugh, see how many people they can kill. So I am sad, and
right.
I feel a lot of prayers out to the family.
Right. Well, Vera, Sister Felita Wilts, First Lady Felita Wilts said hello, and she said hi to you personally and put some exclamation points. You want to say hi back to Sister Felita Wilts?
Yes. Good morning, First Lady Felita Wilts.
Yes, and to Pastor Charles, please give Pastor Charles our regards on the show. And Brother James Hudson said something very pertinent, and Brother James Hudson said, more guns, more killings. This was to kill off each other, and we are doing a great job at it. Yes, we are. We are doing a great job of killing each other off at an all-time high. So here's my take on that. How can we get respect from everybody else in the world? And Brother Charles, Pastor Charles said hello too. And we got to get Pastor Charles on the show and Sister First Lady Felita Wilts on the show real soon to talk about some solutions to these gigantic problems. If you want to call into the show, dial 646-787-8064. Oh, wow. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to Sister First Lady Felita Wilts and Pastor Charles. Pastor Charles and Sister Felita, First Lady, happy anniversary. Everybody say happy anniversary to Pastor Charles and his wife, Felita.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
They said 12 years. This is their 12th year anniversary.
Wow.
That's great. I'm just excited about it. So moving on to our next topic. Our next topic is, which is really our first topic, that was just some news for you. 3D meat, is it taking the place of regular meat like beef, pork, chicken, and fish? Yes. Yes. And please pay attention to this. This is not to scare you. This is to educate your mind. What are you eating if you're eating meat? What are you eating if you're eating chicken? What are you eating if you're eating pork? Now there's a 3D machine that can make pork chops, ham hocks, rump roast, New York steak, T-bone steak, filet mignon, prime rib, any kind of meat choice you have, a 3D printer can print it out and make it in minutes and seal it up and put it in the store. You don't need a meat cutter anymore. Gone are those days. Okay, Sister Elaine said, happy anniversary and God bless you guys tremendously, Pastor Charles and First Lady Felita. You don't need a meat cutter in the meat department. You don't even need anything in there except for a robot because the 3D printer will make the meat in a matter of minutes, wrap it, and put it on the shelf. So AI, artificial intelligence, is taking over making meat now. Yes, and they're already selling it in Australia right now. It's on the shelves in stores in Australia as we speak. And so I just want to, you know, we have to talk about this because this is really important. So let me go here. Let me open this up, and I want you to hear something. I want you to, it says, no cows needed. No cows needed. Let's go there right now.
Whiskey meat is known as one of the most sought-after cuts of meat in the world, revered for its succulent flavor, tenderness, and fatty marbled texture. Wagyu, or simply Japanese cow, only comes from Japan, where the farmers take great care of their cattle, ensuring a stress-free daily routine consisting of regular meals and sometimes even massages. There's only one problem. The livestock industry is one of the most resource-intensive in the world, contributing to massive land and water degradation. Also, an estimated 18% of global greenhouse gas emissions. And unfortunately, cattle are the worst offenders in the mix, having the added disadvantage of high methane output. This then begs the question, is it possible to replicate the end product, but with a more efficient means of production? Now just imagine for a moment, what if this intense process was taken over by a 3D printer in a lab? One pan fried catfish.
Okay. Now I'm going to stop it right there. Okay. You hear what he said at the end? He gave a command to the artificial intelligence robot to make him a fish. and 3D and made it in minutes. It made him a trout. Okay, you can get a New York steak in minutes. Hey, Cousin Angela, I want to say shout out to my Cousin Angela who is listening to our show this morning. Everybody, please say hello to Angela. Everybody, please say good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Angela.
Wow. Yeah, so what I'm saying to you is the 3D printer can print up a steak, it can print up a pork chop in a matter of minutes. Let's see if I can find the video for you to show you how this is done. And I want you to see for yourself. Okay, here we go right here. I'm going to turn it around so you can take a look at what we're looking at here. I'm going to put this on the big screen here for just a moment, and we're going to do this like that.
Fine meat are working hard to produce plant-based alternatives, but these products are unlikely to convert the die-hard...
Look at it making meat. It's making meat.
I have a barbecue steak here, medium rare.
I hope it's the way you like it.
Hey, you call this a steak?
This is where researchers at Osaka University...
They're making chicken.
Experimenting with the idea of lab-grown meat, they chose the most revered plant from their home country as a proof of concept. On August 24th, 2021, the researchers successfully developed an original
tissue. It's printing meat, as you can see it right now. It's printing meat.
To fabricate realistic muscle,
they're fabricating it.
And blood vessel tissue. As a model, the cross-section of a Wagyu beef was used. To solve the mincemeat effect found in previous labs, Osaka University used type 1 collagen, acting like a tendon.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. That's enough of that. You saw it with your own eyes. I'm not making this up. It's real, and it's already coming to your stores. If you haven't seen 3D meat being made yet, you will, and you do not know what you are eating because you don't know what's in 3D meat. So what's going to happen? They said the cows are breathing carbon monoxide, putting gas emissions into the Earth's atmosphere. That's right. That's what Beyond Meat is. You're so right about that. Sister First Lady Felita Will said, that's what Beyond Meat is. Yes, it is. And guess who owns it? Bill Gates owns Beyond Meat. Bill Gates owns 99% of the potatoes that are made. Bill Gates is saying, the one who said we need to depopulate the world. This is out of control and extremely believable that now you can 3D print some meat. I remember that you can make ghost guns. You can 3D print out a ghost gun and create a gun. Now you can 3D print meat. That's right. Steaks, rump roast, ribs, bacon, fish, chicken. You can 3D whatever you want now. And they're going on the shelves and stores really, really soon. And they're not going to tell you exactly what you're eating. First Lady Felita Will said, and we know he is trying to do, yes, kill us all. Yes, that's right. That's right. And pretty soon they're going to start working on people who are a certain age and say, if you're a certain age, you're breathing even more carbon monoxide and we got to kill you. That's right. So check that out. Now, with that being said, I want to go to our panel because now you can call in. You can call in if you want to. You know, I would love for Cousin Angela, please call in, 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Pastor Charles, call in. First Lady Felita, call in. Somebody call in. I want to hear what your take on what you feel about this 3D meat that they're making now. It's made in a lab. 3D meat is made in a lab. It's going to be on your shelves in the store. Ground chicken, ground turkey. That's right, turkey too. Turkey legs, turkey necks, all 3D. Oh, by the way, and less bones and less fat. That's right. They took the cells from the cows and the chickens and whatever other animal to, that's right, lamb too. That's right. You'll be getting 3D lamb, okay? So, and they say it's softer than regular meat. It's more tender. It says it has a better fragrance, and it says that it'll last longer. I can't work on that. Okay, no, that's great. No, I understand. This is a really, really heavy topic. So with that being said, I want to start off with Professor Reams because you guys need to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth And so help me God, this is very interesting. Oh, wait, we might have a caller in the 424. Let's see if we have a caller in the 424 area code. Caller in the 424-644 area code, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Is this Pastor Charles?
Yes, it is.
Pastor Charles, what's happening, man? Everybody say good morning to Pastor Charles. Right on, man. Pastor Charles.
Good morning, Pastor Charles.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Charles.
Thank you so much. Man. I appreciate it. I want to thank Pastor Eddie first and foremost for the diligence in your commitment to the enlightenment and the enrichment of people's awareness, you know, in relation to all of the things that's going on around us. And, I mean, globally. And it's something that needs to continue in relation to the support necessary in order to get the word that you are being blessed to share with everyone out there. Because at the end of the day, the word of God says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so what you're doing is such a needed catalyst for people to understand the things that they need to begin to take out time out of their lives, out of the preoccupations of their obligations in order to address to those that they're connected with and that they know, which is something that both myself and my wife do, as yourself, Pastor Eddie. So I just wanted to say that, first of all, I have just been just inundated with so many different things, great things. But in relation to the topic that you're sharing and bringing to the forefront on today, what I will say is that this here was prophetically mentioned in the book of Revelation. It's been prophetically mentioned, of course, in the Word of God and other outlying texts. So at the end of the day, what we have to do is we have to prepare ourselves for what I would like to call the inevitable. You know,
wow.
And that's one reason why it's imperative that we begin to grow our own vegetation, you know, even
yes.
if it's on a small scale, because everything else at some point within the next year and a half will all be AI created. And if we don't start positioning our awareness to the mandatory need for us to begin to incorporate, work with each other. I mean, for example, if I have a plot of land, then I should be willing to allow a certain number of individuals to help come out and cultivate that land, plant, and to, you know, to take the resources that are being created and just to begin networking with other individuals that have the similar resources that we would be able to see enough created. We're not here to save the world, but enough created so that we can start being used to save lives, because people are dying. The primary reason why they're dying is because of their ignorance, you know. And lastly, if we know that we have madmen at the forefront of our agriculture, madmen at the forefront of our economics, of the political arenas that we are substitutes, it becomes your individual responsibility to begin to do something about it, not just for yourself, but for all those that you are able to be an extension to. It's time for us to stop being self-centered, stop focusing in on what we need to do, and start focusing on the direction that God is giving us to be an extension to do. So, you know, again, this is something that's unavoidable, Pastor Eddie, and it's something that is not going to stop because we're having this conversation. It's not going to stop because we believe in God. It's not going to stop because, you know, devils are going to do what they do. Madmen are going to do what they do. So, therefore, we need to begin to do what we have to do.
Wow. Let's give Pastor Charles a big hand. Let's give him a big, big, big hand. Wow. Man, Pastor Charles. Ooh. Well, first of all, before I say anything else about that great statement that you just made, from me and all the co-producers of the show, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. And we had to get away, so we're out. actually, we're out of California right now, but we're just doing what we can to relax and everything. But my wife, she constantly supports the show, and I really wanted to just kind of chime in on today with this topic. So I know that you guys will continue to thrive moving forward, so God bless each and every last one of you guys, and you guys continue to have a great, blessed, and prosperous day. Amen.
Amen. And Pastor Charles, whenever I am allowed to come by and share at your church again, I'm looking forward to us getting together and doing some great things.
I'll reach out to you when I get back in town.
Amen. Praise God. Y'all, happy anniversary, y'all. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Have a blessing.
Wow. All right, you too. Let's give Pastor Charles and First Lady a big hand again. Let's give them another big hand. Another big hand for them. Yes. Yeah. All right. Wow. I got to tell you something. We got to go to Professor Reams because this 3D meat is no joke. They're not just doing steaks. I'm telling you, they're doing pigs, chicken, fish. They're doing it all. Thank you, Cousin Angie. Thank you, Sister Chandra Daniels, and everybody on the line on Facebook Live. Let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, take the floor. What do you want to say about the 3D meat? How will it affect us? Go right ahead.
One thing about this issue has been the alternatives to how meat was done and how meat industry has been done overall. Because we talk about climate change, we talk about what is contributing to that. And the way that meat has been done over the years has taken up a lot of land. It's caused a little bit of deforestation, and even people have run off their land in order for us to, in various parts of the country, not so much the United States, to be able to have this type of eat our preferences, whether steak, pigs, and things like that. But it also showed how fragile it is when you're putting so many additives and so many chemicals, so the jig is up. You know, it's almost like you've gotten woke to where all of the chemicals are now backfiring, to where it's making the animals sicker, which can in turn make us sick. So with the 3D printing and all, it was one. What they would do is that instead of having to raise and generate a giant farm, they would take essence and in a laboratory of the animal and put it into a what I call a medium where you could put in additives, you could put in something, and then it just builds it up to turn it into that while trying to keep towards the taste. The good thing about it, or the bad thing about it, is that people know the difference between what is real and what isn't real based on taste. And remember with the vegan meat that was there, and it's going down as we speak because it's not have the same market share because people know what the taste is. So the thing that would dissuade this, but even though, you know, the great work of Pastor Charles telling us to be ready and to do what we need to do, is the way what else can be done is to add in a legislation or at least something within California that says that you've got to label this meat that it is AI printed. And that is a turnoff to a lot of folks because if it's not done the way that we're used to, and it will take a long time for people to get used to this, if it really tastes like this or is it done by a computer, then you have to ask what are the additives in there. And I'm also going to be interested in how Dr. Granny V will look at this, because even though you print this stuff out and even though it's put together, it's not going to be any healthier than how meat is at this point. So as for many people who are moving to vegan or, you know, less meat life or eating very light or even all this, this is a wake-up call to, as we mentioned, get ready, because things are going to happen whether we can control it or not. But at least one thing we can do is make sure that it's labeled properly so that people can have a chance. And then, like many of these other industries, it's probably going to plateau and then it's going to fall because people don't like the idea of being controlled by computers. So that's why on the grassroots of a wonderful show like this, it's telling you on the Real Deal Holyfield that this is what's coming down, and this is what they're trying to push in the meat industry. And you're going to probably get some pushback from the meat industry itself because they don't want to go belly up. And this is the time we have a conversation of our meat structure and how it works and our food structure, because of course, we're not being told everything, but climate change is having a lot of issues when you see other animals fighting us just to survive. So things are a lot worse than what we think it is. So my thing is, let us talk to our legislators, let's talk to the meat industry, let's bring everyone together and say, okay, what's the deal with this stuff? And then allow the people to make the decision, but then also pray, pray it up that we're prepared with our own gardens and our own plan B to Z on how we're going to handle how we feed ourselves and we move forward in this land called America. So I yield back to you, Mr. Jones.
Wow, let's give a big hand for Professor Reams, our real professor. Okay, he just gave us. Okay, you guys, I stopped eating meat for a reason. We have to eat to live and not live to eat. Not only did I stop eating meat, I stopped eating all of it. I mean, because it's not good for you. Let me tell you something. Pastor Newell said, all the way from Connecticut, said, interesting topic. No one should eat the meat. It's not natural meat. It's only a quick fix death trap to paralyze and cripple the resources of the ability to trick us into thinking that it's an easier method with 3D cloning. Cloning meat and food is not biblical. It's paganism. And you are definitely right, Pastor Noel. You are right. It is a quick fix. And they're going to kill all the animals. It's going to be hard to find a cow or any kind of cattle in the next half a decade because they're trying to kill them all off. And this is what's going to take us into a place in the world that's going to be they're killing off all the animals. I guess you won't be finding no animals in the zoo. They'll do 3D zoos. It's not funny. It's not funny at all. But thank you, Cousin Angie, for your hand and First Lady Felita, for your hand. And with that being said, I want to go right to my sister, Vera Jones, who does health and wellness. Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. What do you think about this 3D meat? And go right ahead, Vera, take the floor.
Well, Eddie, there is a lot of research done right now. It's like almost cloning any and everything. Right now, all I can say, OMG.
Wow, okay, that's a good one. Oh, my God. And that's right, because if you don't know, you open up the meat and it smells good, it looks good, they make it even more red for you, they put dye on it and everything, and this 3D machine can make any kind of meat you want it to. And as you saw in the video for yourself, you saw it with your own eyes, the 3D machine making ground meat and steak. Okay? Imagine it can make you a fish. It can make you a chicken, chicken leg, chicken breast. Matter of fact, I've got to be honest with you. I saw one of the buffest chickens I ever saw in my life. It was a whole chicken, and I held it up by the legs like this. That chicken had more muscles than me. I mean, those legs were so big, they looked like turkey legs. And I said, I am not eating this chicken because they were shooting hormones in them, and you don't know what they do to that meat. You can't even imagine what a hot dog is made out of. You don't even want to know what a hot dog was made out of. Now, when I was growing up, we grew up on hot dogs and hot links and all that stuff. But after I got older and I found out how they make hot dogs and hot links and all that, I was like, oh, no, I'm not putting that in my body anymore. And I found out that my body started acting differently. The weight went down. My blood pressure was regulated. My digestive system was better. The more green vegetables you intake, we're not made to eat meat. That's right. First Lady Felita Will said they've been doing fruits and vegetables too. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. That's why we got to, and Sister Chandra Daniels on Facebook Live said, that's why you don't eat stuff like that, because if it's bigger than you, don't eat it. That's right. That's right. If it's bigger than you, you shouldn't be eating it. And First Lady Felita Will said, we all need to go organic. Yes, we do. When you grow, and I'm not trying to be, I got some videos that I'm putting up on Facebook Live and on my TikTok page, and it's all the natural stuff that me and the wife are growing in the backyard. I mean, we have watermelon, we have eggplant, We have garlic, fresh garlic, green onion, cilantro, apples, grapes. We just took all the blueberries off the bush, and she made some blueberry jam, and it was the best peanut butter and natural blueberry jam sandwich I've had in a long time. It was so good. So we have chili peppers, jalapeno peppers, all in our garden. And we have to be careful because when you start 3D-ing vegetables and 3D-ing meat and all that, what is there left to do? Because what they're going to put in this 3D meat will also have things that will change your DNA. That's right. It will change your DNA. With that being said, let's go to Clarence and Malin. Clarence and Malin, please take the floor. Give us your take on 3D meat and what you think about that.
Patchy Eddie, and to all our listeners, this is like a panelist and I guess said, this is a phenomenal topic to cover. You know, I just got back from St. Ignatius, Montana, Friday. The people next door to my sister-in-law has all this land. They have all these cows. I mean, one morning the cows, they have so many ranges out there for the cows to graze. One morning you wake up, they're right next to you at the gate. The next morning you don't see them because the vast amount of land that they have. And so it's like what Professor Ring said, are these farmers going to put up with this and go belly up with allowing the scientific industry to take control of this food product that we're eating? Do we know what we're eating? I want to read an article that came out July 24th, 2020 in a press release. KFC announced it's creating the world's first laboratory produced chicken nuggets. KFC is partnering with the Moscow-based firm 3D Bioprinting Solutions to bring the chicken nuggets to life. The company is expected to test the final product in the fall of 2020. So have we been eating chicken nuggets, those who go to KFC to buy chicken nuggets? You know, I didn't even know a chicken had nuggets. I searched every chicken I bought. I didn't know. I strip searched the chicken, man. He didn't have no feathers, but I didn't see no nuggets on it nowhere. And so, but to get back to the serious matter, man, and to get back to this AI, to get back to these oligarchs, to get to the rulers of this world who want to control the way that we live, think, eat, and even breathe.
Wow.
It's a phenomenal thing. And to go back to what Pastor Charles said, you know, whether you're Christian or not, whether you know the Bible or not, we need to be aware of this. And so for you, Pastor Eddie, to bring this very important topic into light of this show, it's just something that we need to know. It goes back to what was said earlier, the beyond meat is the preparation. We talked about back during the time of the pandemic, going moneyless, using this digital money, you know, and all this.
Yeah. So
all of these things are coming into the tip of the spear of the way we're going to be living our lives and what we have to realize, what we're consuming, what the way we spend, the way we live, think, and breathe. So, Pastor Eddie, I applaud you for bringing this phenomenal topic to light. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. You just, man, you had me laughing on when you said you didn't even know about that they even made chicken nuggets. You know, I bet you McDonald's. I'm not going to go there right now, okay, but I just had to laugh because, well, we got a caller. Caller in the 323-763 area code. Are you there? Caller
in
323-763. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, we can.
So
tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I don't know from your discussion, and I don't know from your description page if you're for meat or not for meat. So which is that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
No. I just asked a question. That's all.
Okay. Okay. So what's your question?
Are you talking about meat being good or meat being bad?
Well, of course, if meat was so good, then they wouldn't have to change it into 3D meat, would they?
No. Who's the they?
Whoever they are that are doing it. We don't know who
the
they are. But
they, whoever they are, that this 3D meat is supposed to be better than natural meat.
Not at all. I don't agree with 3D meat. We're talking against it, not for it, okay? I think you have it a little mixed up. Hold on a second. Okay, so I don't know who paid that gentleman to call in to the show just now to go into this ratting and raving about 3D meat, but all of a sudden he just disappeared off the radar just now. So apparently the government is listening to the show. Trust me, they're listening to the show. Pastor Newell said, GMO is genetically modified food. It is bad for our health. We should eat what we grow. Eat green, everybody. You can't go wrong. I agree with her. I just want to, just real quick, I want to go to Professor Reams. What do you think about that caller that just called in, Professor Reams? I'm just asking you, just off the bat.
Well, Pastor Jones, and many of the phone calls, also with colleagues who have their own shows as well, you have to be very careful. And you did a great job in screening the response because, you know, your normal listeners know that you begin with a wonderful beginning and that we lead into this with the idea of the panel. So I would think
right.
that if we're thinking it was a plant of some type, then not that we're talking about plant as a meat, but if it was a plant in here, then it's highly possible. So always
right.
have to be vigilant about who's calling in. And when they call in with a lot of misinformation or trying to start something, then it's always that part of other side that wants to aggravate, wants to create some tension. And we always greet many of the callers with love and respect, and we listen to them, and then we allow them to make their points, and then we praise them and move them on. So you did very well.
Yes. Thank you so much. Just want to read to you what Sister Chandra Daniel said. She said, I haven't eaten at McDonald's in years because they were using old grease from the night before. Not only did I stop eating at McDonald's many years ago, and Taco Bell and any other fast food place because they don't use real meat. You don't know what you're getting in a Big Mac these days. You don't know what a quarter pounder has. You don't know what a chicken nugget, like Clarence said, where did chicken nuggets come from? Because they created chicken nuggets. And do you know how many kids are eating chicken nuggets? Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to count. So we have to be careful what we put inside of our bodies because we wonder why we have all these health problems. Our body is not made for certain types of food. When God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, there wasn't any meat there at all, period. Sister Chandra Daniel said, that's right. You really don't know what you're eating, and you don't. And so that's going to take me to Tawana Jones. Tawana Jones, take the floor, and then we're gonna go to Linda Goldie. But Tawana, take the floor because we're going to switch topics in 1 second, in a few minutes. What do you think about 3D meat, Tawana? Just in, you know, give us how you feel. Go right ahead.
I just have to agree with my panel and also add that they were also trying to figure out ways to include the coronavirus into the food that we eat. Since people are not willing to take it freely, they want to figure out a way to program it into us like they've done everything else. So I just feel like it's, I understand what you mean about being cautious and careful about what we choose to eat and put in our bodies. And it was, I have a book that is also the same thing that you said, that about learning how to eat to live and not live to eat. And that means to modify and choose to eat something that is more plentiful and also beneficial for your body and the reproductive organs that you have to keep intact. So I agree, and I understand. I also pray, that people turn away from eating meat, if that's what it means. And it'll take a lot for people to stop eating meat. But that means that, I mean, if we have to learn to sacrifice not taking the mark and not taking the coronavirus and not yielding to some of the things that we know are wrong in the world but have been done anyway. Mm-hmm. This is also the same way. It's a choice. So people have the freedom to choose to eat the Beyond Meat or 3D meat or don't. And it is our lives at stake. So I pray people just yield. And I thank you, Dad, for letting me share.
Oh, wow. That was, thank you, Solana. That was phenomenal what you just said. It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you said something very important. You said something very, very important. we should always pray over our food before we eat it. Always. Always pray over your food. Pray over your life. Pray over your family. But please don't stop praying over your food, okay? You want what's going inside of you to be nurturing and nourishing to your mind, spirit, body, and soul. Amen. Cousin V said good morning. She's watching all the way from Florida. Good morning, Cousin V. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V. And we can't wait to hear the sports report today. But before we go to that, did I? Okay, Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie.
Love you, Cousin V.
Yeah, we love you. Linda Goldie. Oh, Sonya Jones. I am down to fish, turkey, no milk or their byproduct. Oh, Sonya Jones says I am down to fish, turkey, no milk or their byproducts. I am going to rid those by the end of the year. Amen. Praise God. We have to welcome to the show. If you want to call in and say anything, you want to call in, dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064 to weigh in on this topic about 3D meat being made. You saw the video for yourself with your own eyes. And if you already have a medical condition, whatever kind of medical condition you have, and you're going to be putting this 3D meat inside your body, it's going to change your DNA. It's going to make you adapt to it instead of you adapting to the meat. It's going to change your whole biological insides. It's going to change your liver. It's going to change your whole digestive system. It's going to affect your muscles differently. It's going to affect your thinking differently because it's not natural. It is not natural. It's artificial intelligence, man-made. And I told you earlier when we first started this topic, man is trying to play the role of God. And there's only one God. Don't be fooled. In the Bible, it tells you that there will be deceivers, people who will come and mimic God and mimic Jesus and just trying to play God. So you better be careful of who you serve. It says, choose whom you will serve. Okay? Who are you serving and what are you serving? Amen? Praise God. I'm going to leave that right there. We're going to get, did I get everybody? Everybody, Vera, did you weigh in on this already, on the 3D meat, Vera?
I sure did, but my comment was the OMG.
Oh, wait, we got a caller. You're right, you did say OMG. Caller in the 323-755 area code, are you there? Caller in the 323-755 area code, are you there? Okay, maybe they just want to listen. Okay, we'll just put them back on hold. There you go. All right. Got a lot of the phones are just lit up. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people calling in. There are no more people than food to serve us all. You are so right about that, Sister Sonya Jones. You're so really, really right about that. Well, look, in closing, Linda Goldie, take the floor, Linda. Tell us how you feel about the 3D meat. Go right ahead, Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon.
I think it's just another abomination that's been foisted on us from the government that's trying to kill us all off.
Good point, Linda. Good point. Okay, now I want you to continue to research the 3D meat, please. I just thought I'd bring it to your attention because Channel 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, 13, and CNN is not going to tell you. Even the world news is not going to tell you because they don't want you to know. They want you to know after you start eating it. By that time, it's already in your body making biological DNA changes to your whole anatomy from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. It's going to change you. And we don't need that kind of change. And when you know what you're eating, then you can, you know, okay, it's 10:20 a.m. It's almost time for us to switch reels. Matter of fact, let's go into our second topic. Let's go into our second topic right now. Cocaine incident in the White House. Really? Who is responsible in the West Wing for possession of drugs? This is our second topic. Cocaine incident in the White House. Really? Who is responsible in the West Wing for possession of drugs? Now, I'm going to tell you, in the history of living on the planet Earth, and I am a mature, seasoned gentleman, I have never heard about drugs in the White House ever before. Okay, one more. I'm going to read this one last thing. Sister Sonia Jones said, Wanda Jones. Oh, good morning, Wanda Jones. Wanda Jones said, I have been a vegetarian for more than 10 years now, but there are even concerns with the vegetables and the fruits, and I agree with Talana that we need to pray over the food and trust God. Amen. Let's give a big hand for Mrs. Wanda Jones. Big hand for, yeah, big hand. There we go. Okay. And I want to give a shout-out to my wife, and God bless you and love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And, you know, I want to say this real quick. I've never heard of cocaine being in the White House, marijuana being in the White House or anything, even when Obama's and anybody, never heard of drugs in the White House before until now. So I'm thinking to myself, what a big deal, because Hunter Biden has had a lot of problems with drugs. I mean, a lot of problems with drugs. Cocaine, crack cocaine, marijuana. He's had a lot of problems with drugs. Now, First Lady Felita Will said, it's a setup for something else. I believe it's just getting ready for the world, one world order. I believe it, and I receive it. You're so right. I want to share something with you guys, and this is going to be pretty tough, but this is Hunter Biden. Listen to it carefully. This is Hunter Biden. It says, warning, video contains graphic images. Okay, this is about Hunter Biden. Okay, let's go right there. This is Hunter Biden. Okay, look at it carefully. This is Hunter Biden hitting crack cocaine. Okay. I want you to look at his eyes. He's coughing. He's drinking whatever he's drinking, which is some form of whatever, seltzer, alcohol. And look at his eyes. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to leave that right there, okay? You guys saw that with your own eyes. Hunter Biden was hitting crack cocaine. And then I have another one, which I'm not going to bring up right now. But there's another one where he is doing some other stuff. So is there crack in the White House? Unfortunately, yes, it is. And which takes me back to the topic itself. And I'm going to start off this time.
Earlier we told you about the January 6th defendant arrested with weapons in President Obama's neighborhood, but now another January 6th defendant, a grandmother.
Let's get that off. Now I want to go to Clarence and Mallon. We're going to start off with you, Clarence. What do you think about them finding cocaine in the White House, in the West Wing of the White House, which is where the president lives at? And they said he was out of town for the 4th of July weekend, so he doesn't have anything to do with it. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
Yes, this goes back to our guest. This is just a setup for something else. Drugs are everywhere. Cocaine is everywhere. It's been used everywhere, anywhere, and by almost just about all walks and highlights of life. And so for the Secret Service to go in the West Wing in the guest room and find this drug, is nothing new. It could have been planted there, or somebody could have brought it in and forgotten all about it, just been so intoxicated on it. You know, May 30th, me and my sons went to a Dodgers game, and a guy was walking in front of us. He dropped a little Ziploc with a white substance. Looked like cocaine. So it's just everywhere. For a guy to be going to a Dodgers game, and he got to get lifted up with this cocaine and whatever speed that was, I would assume it was an uplifting substance. So, you know, for this cocaine to be found in the White House is nothing new. You know, we see it in sports. It's news media, politicians. They do it. They're using more than alcohol, some of them. Some of them don't. So, you know, yes, you know, when you come in the White House, you do get screened for weapons, but are they checking for drugs? I don't think that they'll be having every guest putting their hands up on the wall and have a wand to detect drugs or K-9 that may detect a drug, because weapons is the main issue for entering the White House. So this is nothing new, Eddie. This can be a conspire to just make the president and his administration to look not as good as it's looking right now. So, you know, this system is some very intelligent people that operates to make the opponent look bad.
Wow. Thank you very much, Brother Clarence. And with that being said, let's go right to Professor Reins. Professor Reins, please take the floor. What do you think about the cocaine being found in the White House in the West Wing? Don't forget, Ashley, I want to read this really quick. Sister Sonia Jones said, there is drug usage in and out the White House. Biden's daughter, Ashley, is an alcoholic, while his son is a drug addict. Okay, and I wanted to read that to you. And let me tell you something. The Bidens are not, you know, unfortunately, the daughter is an alcoholic. She is. It's been all over the Internet. And unfortunately, the son is on drugs. I'm just wondering who brought cocaine and left and dropped it on the floor. That means something's going on in there that the people don't know about. And that takes me to Professor Reins. Take the floor, Professor Reins. What do we say about cocaine being in the White House? Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is exactly what Clarence had stated, because the evidence that we have now is that the cocaine was found in a lobby of the West Wing, where many staffers and official visitors enter, and was discovered in the floor of the busy area. It wasn't as though they went through and they went into the president's bedroom or into the other bedrooms and found this inside the White House overall. It's where the public and the press can officially go in and out at any time. So if someone decided to drop it down there or whatever was going on, or if it was inside a job that was done, it was just put out there, it was done pretty badly, because one of the things that the White House can do is go through the video of people coming in and coming out and what satchel was put down there and see, okay, who left this in this area. Now, as far as the personal use, both, like I said, the family was at Camp David, and this was discovered while they were gone. So it's not likely that if both were heavy users and all these other things in general, that they want to forget that area. Plus, I have to also give props to Uncle Joe. Each of them are also in programs that will help their condition. So it's not like the president's going to just leave his kids out and they're going to suffer. They're going to be with family members to resolve the issue if it hasn't already been done, and he's been clean for quite some time. So I look at this as it was found, and then the reactionary scene, because it was number 45 who made the comment. It was also Ron DeSantis who made the comment, and then Comer and all the other ones were making these comments as part of the disinformation smearing machine, because otherwise this wouldn't be a major issue. But then it gets to those who don't like Joe Biden, that it goes from the founding to that the president is using it, that sort of thing, because of the way that politics are today. So similar to all that have been said, it's here, but it's laughable since it's happening in an area where anyone could have dropped it. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much, Professor Reams. And with that being said, in the essence of time, we're going to go right to Vera Jones. Vera, take the floor. Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, what do you think about the cocaine in the White House, in the West Wing? Go right ahead.
Well, as you have mentioned, Eddie, and the other panel members, this is something new. And as Lita mentioned, yes, there is definitely going on. Like Marvin Gaye said.
Oh, you broke up a little bit there, Vera. You broke up. Say that again.
I said, like Marvin Gaye said, what's going on?
Amen. Well put, well put. With that being said, let's go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor in a brief, short statement. What do you think about the cocaine being, powder cocaine being found in the White House? Go right ahead. Talana Jones, are you there? Talana, are you there?
I am, Dad. I'm here.
Okay, what do you think about the...
really don't have anything positive to say. I just want to I pray for the people who were in the midst of this issue. It's not good. Any type of addiction is not good. So it's sad that there's now a drug issue in the White House.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much, Solana. I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, I'd like to get your opinion. What do you think about the cocaine in the White House? Cocaine in the White House. Go right ahead.
Well, I think it's just kind of a symptom of the way that the drugs are sort of starting to rule society, and also that, you know, that if one of these Biden's children has a problem, somebody planted this as a temptation to the person with the weakness. But, you know, anyone, I think of a child of a president and the pressures that they would receive being the child of a president, and that might drive anyone to drink or use drugs, you know.
Wow. Okay. Well, hold that thought right there. Thank you, Linda Goldie. That was wonderful. Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing, nothing at all. This is why we talk about the real deal, Holyfield, on our show. There's no smoking guns. We tell you the things that they're not going to tell you, so that you can make them applicable to your life. Matter of fact, we're going into our regular segment right now. We're going to hear from Vera Jones, Health and Wellness, Dr. Granny V. We're going to hear from Cousin V with the Sports Report. We're going to hear from Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. We're going to hear from Linda Goldie with Poetry in Motion. We're going to hear the commentary from Professor Reams. And, of course, I'm going to give you my closing statements and my closing remarks. Now, on this cocaine thing, let me close out on this right now. Whatever comes to light from the White House, I will not be surprised. Oh, and Talana Jones, oh, my gosh. Talana, you're going to go first since I did that. I want to go first with Talana Jones after I say this. Talana is going to give you words of wisdom first, and then we're going to have Poetry in Motion. I apologize. I've been so excited with all this news and all the stuff going on. Earlier, I forgot Vera, and now I forgot Talana. So I'm going to remember, never to forget, that these are important subjects and topic matters on our show, and our segments are important too. Each segment is important, whether it's mental health and you, health and wellness, sports report, regulate the manual, the commentary, poetry in motion, words of wisdom. They're all important. So with that being said, Here's my take on the cocaine in the White House. Number one, I will not be surprised with the results of whatever they find. Number two, I mean, nothing is, you know, a secret anymore when it comes to the White House. It's just everything is just laid out on the table. Like back in the day, you wouldn't have never heard so much that goes on in the White House that we wouldn't have never heard of. But now with all this new technology and all these cameras and all social media, anything can get out. So if something gets out, they got to get it out before the social media blows it up into something that they don't want us to know about. So this is why we all found out, because they didn't want you to find out, but somebody found out before, you know, and they just leaked it. And once they leak it, that's it. Pastor Newell said, it can be numerous amounts of reasons why the cocaine was found in the White House. It can be that someone is on drugs that work there. That's true, because people can work in the White House and be on drugs. Let me tell you something. I don't care what job you go to, post office, what Costco, Amazon, you're going to find a drug addict at every single job. If you don't find a drug addict, you're going to find an alcoholic. If you don't find an alcoholic, you're going to find something at every single job. And some people can go to work under the influence of drugs and work like it's a normal day. And then Pastor Newell said, or it can be a setup as well. It can be. So let's leave that right there. You're on Natty Jones Radio Talk Show. We're moving right along. And with that being said, we're going to start off with words of wisdom with Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Thanks, Bab. Before I start words of wisdom, good morning, everyone, again. Welcome. I had the privilege of watching the movie Emancipation recently. It's a movie with Will Smith, and it was a cast about Juneteenth and how initially Abraham Lincoln fought for us to be able to have our freedom. And those that were enslaved were given the option to have their freedom back. So to understand that in 1865 on June 19th was the first time nearly over 400,000 Afro-American people were enslaved were finally free. So I wrote this in honor of watching Emancipation, and I really think it also ties into our show just a little, but I pray you enjoy. To the Afro-man and Afro-woman, our melanin is so rich, to some it remains a mystery. Deeply rooted on the backs of our ancestors, we evolve, we thrive, to remain free. Now, they try to erase our Afro history. We must learn to stand up to this conspiracy, to remember not to fall for anything, that justice will prevail. Watch God work. Transformation is at hand. We have to fight for what we stand for. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Wow, thank you very much for words of wisdom. That was very, very nice.
A lot of jokes.
Very nice.
Okay.
Thank you, Talana. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. And with that being said, we're going to go into Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie from all the way from Oregon. Linda, take the floor. Give us Poetry in Motion. Go right ahead.
Okay. I wrote this morning. I'd like to block the world out and be a lone recluse, but when I hear the hurting, I know that it's no use. I just can't stop the caring. There is no use comparing what someone else might suffer through with the burden laid on you. I'd like to think I'm better than I am with all I plan, but when that's done, I'm only one wishing that I can. Reality lays hold on me in every situation, in spite of my frustration to defeat it. But once I'd like to plan and happily complete it with no stress, I can't escape the fact there's always some new mess to think about that I would really rather do without. There's always something more to do just when you think you're finally through.
Wow. Thank you very much, Linda Goldie. Thank you, Linda, for that poetry. Thank you for the poetry in motion, Linda Goldie. With that being said, at this time, without further ado, it is time for Health and Wellness with Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Vera, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Okay, Eddie, thank you. So I have a disclaimer before I begin. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Show, I am Dr. Granny V. And today I want to speak to you about family time and leisure. And I want everyone today. India Irie.
Oh, you're breaking up. Vera, you're kind of breaking up a little bit. You're going in and out.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear now.
Yes, each time that we're speaking, I hear an echo each time from the beginning. So I will speak slowly, and hopefully you'll be able to hear me. Okay, so I wanted to speak today about spending time in nature. And I mentioned, if you've been listening to India Irie on nature, and it would be great to spend time to watch the sunrise or the sunset. Why? Because we're connecting with God's energy of love and gratefulness. What does it do for us? It increases endorphins, both like dopamine, which makes us happy and joyful. It improves our self-esteem. And it helps us to become active and melatonin, the sun hormone. Now, it helps get rid of anxiety, and we become youthful. It makes our life colorful. Love is the gift from God, and the gift is vitamin D, the ultraviolet radiation. It reduces our blood pressure, and it helps improve and rejuvenates us. So how can you spend time in nature? Hey, go for a hike. Ride your bicycle. Go to the beach, the lake, river, or the park, or even spend a little time going camping. If you can, hug a tree, pick some flowers. Go to your backyard and pick some veggies or fruits or herbs. Take your pet for a walk. And you can also practice earthing, so take your shoes off. Beach. Exercise, because exercise is nourishment for our body, which helps unclog our arteries, our body from having weakness and muscle spasms. And as Maya Angelou would say, dance like no one is watching. Take time to listen to the earth music, like the earth music, like nature, like butterflies, and take a picnic basket. Help keep your body hydrated. And in closing, to put inside of your picnic basket to stay hydrated. You can take some ice with you. You can also freeze a couple of face towels in a Ziploc bag to refresh yourself if you feel like a little warm. You can stay healthy by drinking your own personal hydration drink with electrolytes. You can make your own by just infusing water, or you can make your own by having lemon, a little of Himalayan salt, which is great minerals, magnesium, potassium, calcium, which are favorite fruits. And you can also add orange juice, or if you don't, you can enjoy by just putting some cucumber and strawberries together in coconut water. And if you need to sweeten some of that, what you can do is use either organic raw honey or make energy. Now, those foods would be to help you rid pounds and also hydrate it. Number one is watermelon, cherries, any of the honey, and cantaloupe, pineapple, peaches, apple, oranges. And also, there are a lot of water nutrients in celery, spinach, kale, and iceberg lettuce. And as we know, tomatoes are a fruit, so that would be number one. And in closing, instead of drinking some of the as I mentioned earlier, you can make your own, a new energy drink called, which is good for the elders and the young children. And if you can't get one of the special electrolyte drinks, drink some pickle juice, and that will also help with your electrolytes. So I hope you enjoyed this segment for today. I'm spending time in nature and keeping yourself hydrated. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give a great time for health and wellness. Thank you for health and wellness. We are so glad we need health and wellness. Okay, I see a caller in the queue real quick. Let me get that caller. I thought I saw. Okay, what happened? Okay, we did.
Seven,
we saw
eight.
A caller.
Seven, eight,
maybe she'll call back. Felita Will said, amen, amen. And Pastor Newell said, excellent job here. Keep up the good work. Without further ado, I do see Cousin. Wait, I saw Cousin V. Oh, there she is right there.
Seven, eight,
welcome
eight.
To the show. Hi, I'm listening. By
good morning.
Okay. Well, some people said they're getting an echo from the phone. I don't know why they're getting an echo from the phone. I tried to turn down some of the things on here. Call back in, Sheila. Call back in. Sheila called in just now. I was getting ready to get her on the show because I know she's going to talk about Dorsey's Picnic. I want to shout out Susan Miller Dorsey High School's Picnic and to all the Dorsey Dons who were there. And we had a special memorial for those who have passed away. So I just want to say from my heart, being that I'm on the Alumni Association, my heart goes out to everybody that we lost over the last year and a half or over the time from the pandemic up to now. So my heart goes out, and God bless Susan Miller Dorsey High School and all high schools in the surrounding areas who and anybody who lost anybody to COVID-19. God bless you. Cousin V, all the way from Florida, take the floor, give us a sports report. Cousin V, go right ahead, do what you do. How are you?
Well, good. I'm good this morning, evening for us because the sun is already out here. I just want to say, too, that even in the nursing field, the medical field, there is addiction also. So we do, like Talana said, we want to just pray for everyone because addictions are everywhere. So I'm going to start out with the PGA Tour. They had the John Deere Classic. It was held from July 6th to July the 9th. And it was a purse of $7,400,000. First place was S. Striker, and then we had three Americans that two tied for second, one for fourth, and then they were Todd, Smalley, and Shrink. And then we had a tie for number four, and it was Albert. And then next week it will be the Barbasol Championship. Then we have the WNBA scores. The Mystics are 10-8 on the season. They lost to the Sun, who is 14-5 on the season, 92-84. Then we have the Wings. They are 10-9 on the season. They beat the Fever, who is 5-14, by 1 point, 77-76. Then we have the Sparks. They are 7-12 on the season. They lost to Mercury by 6 points, who is 4-14 on the season, 78-72. And then the Dream. They are 10-8 on the season. And they lost to the Sky by 11 points. And the Sky is on the season with 8-11. But the Dream beat them 88-77. Then the highest scored game this week was the Aces. They are 17-2 on the season. And they beat the Lynx, who is 9-10 on the season, 113-89. And then I also said I'm going to let y'all know more about the NBA draft. So number 11, the Orlando Magic, they end up getting Jet Howard. He was a lottery pick, and his dad is the head coach in Michigan, and his brother Jace also coaches in Michigan, and their dad is Juwan Howard. So he went to the Orlando Magic. Then number 12, OKC Thunder, they got Derek Lively the second. He is also a 7'2" player from Duke. And his mother, one of them had Hodgkin's lymphoma and had a 10-year battle. And then she went into remission just a year ago on the 9th. How about that? Praise God for that. She went into remission. She was, and, you know, to see that, it's been weeks, but just to talk about this night brings tears to your eyes to know that she's in remission after a 10-year battle. Anyway, the OKC Thunder got him. His dad also, his dad had died from an addiction. And his mother, Kathy Drysdale, which I told you is in remission, she had played for Penn State back in the day. And he was traded off. And then number 13, the Toronto Raptors, they got Grady Dick. Number 14, New Orleans got Jordan Hawkins from UConn. And he had, his cousin is the LSU Angel Reese, who they recently won the NCAA championship at LSU. So that was his cousin. So he's staying at home close to family. The Atlanta Hawks got Kobe Bufkin from Michigan. He's a guard, and he's going to the Atlanta Hawks. And then number 16, the Utah Jazz got Keontae George. And then number 17, and that's why I kept going, because the Los Angeles Lakers, they got Jalen Hood Shapiro. And so this is my sports report. Oh, and I said something about his sister, Ava. She had a birthday June the 19th. His mom also was part of him being where he is today. And they were part of the Pac 2023 Player of the Year. And he played at UCLA. In Carmelito, California. So he's staying close to home also. This is my sports report, and y'all have a blessed week.
Okay, let's give a big hand for Cousin B real quick. Thank you,
Cousin
B. Thank you very much for the sports report. We need the sports report, y'all. We need the sports report. Okay, with that being said, wow. Thank you, Cousin Angela. Everybody, Cousin Charles Jones out there in Texas. I mean, in Arizona, we see you. We see you. Everybody on Facebook Live, shout out. Okay, I think I see Sheila Timberlake in the queue. Good morning, Sheila Timberlake, all the way from what's going on, Sheila? How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. We can hear you loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Go right ahead.
How are you? Uh-huh.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank
well, I think you
for asking.
Okay, I think you said you wanted me to speak on the picnic on Saturday.
Yes, the picnic. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, as usual, we had a nice turnout. I don't think it was the 400 feet we had, but understandable.
Yes.
We're just now coming back from a 3-year hiatus of not having it. But overall, it turned out wonderful, and everybody got along, no mishaps. The weather was nice, and it was good seeing everybody. But for me, it was kind of bittersweet. I didn't see my best friend running around, and, you know, a few days before we finally said our goodbyes to her, we had her service, and it was just funny not seeing her, not seeing Vicky, and not seeing Jackie, and then not having Greg Hanley coming over asking for a plate. So for me, I kind of had quiet day for me, just looking at everything. And then I kind of had a little mishap with somebody that I didn't know that was them. I wish that we would have introduced ourselves, right? But I left her a voice message, and I think she's still on here, and I hope she listens to it so that she knows that I'm not a mean person. I just stay in protocol of what has to be done, okay? But overall, had a great turnout. Everybody listening, we having a great time. Looking at the, I started not to go look at the memorial page because, you know, it's kind of tough for me, But eventually went over there, and everything was done decent and correct. And just had a wonderful time.
All right.
Sorry,
well, thank you,
you
so much.
You guys.
Yeah, I miss being there, too. You know, I never, ever have missed the Dorsey reunion, especially being on the Alumni Association. However, I just had a lot of – I was inundated with a whole lot of stuff and some other things going on that I had to pay attention to. But my heart was there. My sister Vera was there, and she sent a lot of pictures and everything. So with that being said, thank you so much. Everybody say good morning and hello to Sheila Timberlake. Give her a big shout-out and give her a big old – give her some love. Amen.
Good
morning, Sheila.
I didn't get a chance to see you, Sheila, but I know you're there.
Miss Vera? Yes, you did, and I hope you listened to your messenger message. You were the one I was speaking on. Remember the table
Amen.
That you put the salad
Good morning,
on?
Sheila, and God bless.
Absolutely, yes, I sure do.
That was me.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Listen to your message on Messenger, okay?
Absolutely. I sure will.
And know that I love you.
Okay. Thank you.
And Eddie, one more thing. Okay, Eddie, one more thing. I'm off about a month or two, okay? So I'll just be calling in, and a lot of times I'll just be listening.
Amen. Well, praise God. Okay. With that being said, thank you so much, Sheila, and God bless you, and God bless Dorsey High School. And with that being said, we got off track a little bit. We're going to go over because we have to get in regulate the manual, and we got to have the commentary. And I want to take our time with both of those things. I'm so glad that Vera went to the picnic yesterday and sent a lot of pictures. My heart goes out to all the ones as I mentioned earlier. The ones who lost their lives throughout the pandemic and everything else, and for whatever reason, my heart goes out to them. And as much as I wanted to be there to give my normal speech that I normally give almost every year at the picnic, when it comes to that part, to the bereavement part of it all, being on the executive alumni board, on the bereavement team, my heart goes out. My love goes to the families. And the best is yet to come. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. With that being said, Clarence and Malin, take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual. Go ahead on and regulate.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all the panelists, especially thank you to all our listeners. I am grateful that I am allowed to read this book, Regulate the Manual, each and every week for a certain part of the year. And we're moving into the gangsters because I believe that much of our topic has to deal with that mindset of being a gangster. So what is a gangster? According to Webster, the gangster is a member of a gang of criminals. A gangster is also a racketeer. A racketeer is stated as one who obtains money by an illegal enterprise, usually involving intimidation to carry on in a racket or to practice extortion, and there's more. Within this manual, we will use the word racket as a fraudulent scheme or enterprise, and the activities where illegitimate activities are made workable through bribery or intimidation and easy and lucrative means of livelihood. And each and every one of us is equipped with a mechanism called survival. Each and every one of us gets up and does the things that we have to do to survive and exist, to survive and to stay alive, just live and on. Take some survival skills and mix them up with some intelligence from a good brain. What do you have? You have the makings of a good gangster, and of course you would need plenty of heart, basically using all your talents as needed and being well matured, knowledgeable, and having good balance. Then you will have much of the main ingredients that it takes to make a good gangster. And I'm going to stop right there because time limitations. But if you want to read more into this gangster, and it goes from curve to corporate and into running the government, go to regulatethemanual.com because this book is written and you are in here. Thank you very much.
Hang on. Let's give a big hand for Clarence and Allen. For some reason, you guys are the end of the show. Thank you so much. For some reason, at the end of the show, we're having a few technical difficulties. I don't know why, but I want to thank First Lady Felita, and I want to thank Pastor Charles, for tuning in. Even while they're on vacation on their anniversary, praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live. I want to thank everybody on all parts of social media. Okay. But we're not ending until we hear the commentary. And we miss mental health and youth, so we're going to send a shout-out to Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. But with that being said, please, Professor Reams, take the floor, take your time, give us the commentary. The commentary by Professor Reams. Please take the floor.
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and thank you so much for 15 minutes of fame that we get each Monday. It's an honor and privilege to be on the show. And I'd also like to thank our wonderful co-producers and co-hosts, and also for the listeners as well. So, Cousin B, thank you so much for the sports report. And the word of the week, if I may, Pastor Jones, is essential. So,
yes.
The essential I'm going to be pointing out is, Cousin B, thank you. The sports report is essential because we need it to get through and understand what's going on in sports. And essentially, we have Clarence Allen, who's our prophet and corner, and remind us about the activities of the gangster and the history that's behind it. To Dr. Granny G, thank you so much for reminding us of how we must keep our health and stay hydrated and stay in tune with earth music. As well as Talana, you knocked it out of the ballpark again with your wonderful words of wisdom. To Melanie Aubrey and to Dr. Aretha Jones, and wonderful shout out. And to Linda Goldie, once again, I got my hug as you talked about the wonderful, wonderful poem that you gave. And to Pastor Charles, thank you for coming in and sharing your wisdom. And Sheila Timberlake on how well the picnic went for the Dorsey alums. So, everyone, we're always hit with all the negatives. And so one essential is that for every negative, there is a good. And the one thing that comes up is let's look at it from the positive side. Yes, there we have the weather, but the one thing about it, as Pastor Jones mentioned, is that things are changing. But it shows and gives us an indication because, once again, as Talana mentioned, that you watch God work. Because there are things that the good Lord has seen that we have been hiding, denying, and not doing that he's going to bring to the surface whether we like it or not. So with the weather, it does bring us back to our responsibility on being have a climate understanding and being good servants of this earth, which we have not been, which has led to our climate issues. Can we resolve it? Yes, we can. But we have to be reminded that this does exist. When we get to the Baltimore shooting, yes, it was definitely tragic, but they did find one suspect who they have, of which will lead to finding other suspects. So good on law enforcement of finding that because this was a tragic issue, but the good Lord turned it around by finding and getting the person so that we can resolve this issue. When we get to 3D meet, yes, that is a situation, and I'll leave on a light note that, now that we know about 3D meat, we're now at the table because the one thing that we've always said is that it's good to be at the table because otherwise you'll be on the menu. So in this sense, with the 3D meat scenario, it shows how weak our food processes are and that we need to stay aware of what's going on, what we're eating, and being self-conscious, and again, being woke. So this is essential that we always, always stay read up on what's going on in the trend. When we get to the issue of the cocaine in the incidents overall, yes, it is there. Yes, it's pointing to Hunter Biden, but what everyone seems to forget was all of this was talked about in his book back in 2019 about his addiction. So he's always been upfront that he's had a problem. And the thing that should be applauded is the fact that President Joe Biden is showing how human he is, but how his family, just like the Lord, has never given up on him whatsoever, which is why they are always so close and why he's still alive to be here to be able to support his father in whatever way, shape, or form. So once again, this is another example of the essentials of not only looking at the good, and looking at the bad, but also looking at the good and how God has turned things around. Because again, as Talana mentioned, watch God So the one thing that we come up with this idea is that each Monday we give you a lot of information. Now it's up to you to turn that into some action. So let us not just sit back and be complacent. We should be ready. So we're not getting ready. We are always ready because this world, as we've all talked about on this panel, is going to bring in some new things. But here is the thing that is the wonderful thing that Linda Goldie left us with, because God is constantly giving us more things to do when we think that we are finally done. So a lot of this activity, the good father is saying that, no, you're not done yet. I still need you. You're here. Every day that you're here, every time you have this breath on this earth, I need you on the front line to do what you need to do because things have not been resolved. The essential thing that you will need to do is always stay pray, always stay prayerful, always be loving, always be patient, and always be forgiving, because the things I'm going to throw at you are going to test your resolve and your commitment to me. So this is a celebration that we are alive in this world, and we are in the journey with God, and we still have work to do, and he's not done with us yet. But the good is yet to come, because we are in the present of watching God work. And with that, yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
All right, let's give it up for the commentary.
Bravo, Professor.
Let's give it up for the commentary. Wow, what a great commentary that was. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Our word of the week, and write them down. Get your pen and paper out. Write this information down. The word of the week. Thank you, Cousin Angela. Thank everyone on Facebook Live for joining in, no matter where you are in the world. Thank everybody for calling in. The word of the week is essential. It is essential that we serve God each and every day, 365 days a year. It is essential that we watch what we eat. Our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 11, verse 23. Our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 11, verse 23. And it reads, "The desire of the righteous ends only in good, but the hope of the wicked only in wrath." I'm going to read that one more time. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 23. Open up your Bible and leave it there for the week. "The desire of the righteous ends only in good, but the hope of the wicked ends in wrath." That's right. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 23. You want to keep that on there, and don't forget the word of the week is essential. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I tell you this all the time. Whatever you do, hallelujah, remember that the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Number two, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Hey, Chandra Daniels, amen, my God. And last but not least, no matter what you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. I want to end with this song that I sung earlier at the beginning of the show. Normally we do "What's Going On," but I'm going to do this song. Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. Lord, fix it for me. Only you can do it, Jesus. Yeah, come on and fix it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't get done. So, Lord, do it for me. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. May you have a wonderful day. May God bless you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this show right now, God. We thank you for everybody who heard the show. I ask that you bless each one of them with whatever they're going through right where they are, Lord. If they're dealing with cancer, a back problem, heart problem, brain problem, whatever it is, God, heal, heal, heal in the name of Jesus. Shower down a blessing like never before. God, we need you now. We need you now, God. We need you now. And we just thank you, God, for what you have done and for what you're going to do. Listen, the agony of being alone, the fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feeling of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the weight of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you now, Lord. I need you now, Lord. I need you right now, right now. I need you now. Not another second or another minute, Jesus. Not an hour of another day. But, Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, right away. God bless y'all. Peace. Love y'all.